For many people across the Miami Valley, the holidays just aren't complete without a visit to the historic Clifton Mill Light Show. Clifton Mill's annual event attracts thousands of visitors to the tiny town of Clifton, south of Springfield, and this year it included an appearance by Republican Governor-elect Mike DeWine. For WYSO News, Community Voices producer Renee Wild has more.
Can I have your attention? The Clifton Mill Christmas light display is coming on in about 2 minutes.
Woo! This year, the weather was beautiful for Clifton Mill's opening night. People of all ages waited shoulder to shoulder outside in the darkness for that first dramatic illumination of the historic mill. A 200-year-old covered wooden bridge leads from the parking lot to the mill grounds. Scattered around the property are Santa's workshop, complete with 8 taxidermied deer on the rooftop pulling a sleigh, a building containing a vintage Santa collection, and an outdoor train display that circles a miniature town featuring local landmarks. This year, the mill invited a special VIP guest to kick off the opening of the 2018 holiday light display. It was Attorney General and Governor-elect Mike DeWine, who defeated Democratic opponent Richard Cordray in November. The light show started, accompanied by a dull thud and the sound of a car horn. Out on State Route 72, which runs along the mill's property, one motorist had apparently rear-ended another. So the entire opening light show was accompanied by the car's stuck horn. Luckily, the light show repeats every hour. And although mildly annoying, the noise didn't seem to ruin the experience for the crowd.
We used to come here when I was a little kid, and this is her first time here. Finley, what did you think of the light show?
Good.
Beautiful. Love it.
That was awesome. Yeah, really great.
It's breathtaking, actually. They're so gorgeous. It's wow.
This is absolutely fantastic every year.
It takes a crew 3 months to decorate the buildings and grounds. The most dramatic part of the display are the thousands of individual strands that cascade down the gorge.
They repel and hand lay each strand of lights down the gorge bank. They actually touch every strand of lights. These are all individual strands. It's very breathtaking.
That's General Manager Jessica Knows. She's been working at Clifton Mills for 22 years.
My favorite part is the Cover Bridge light show. It happens every hour on the hour, and we turn off all 4 million lights, and then we turn on the Cover Bridge light show where the lights actually dance to music.
The Mills Holiday Light Display is being featured in Season 6 of the ABC reality program, The Great Christmas Light Fight, which includes a heavyweight division this year. The segment for the reality show was filmed last year at Clifton Mills, but the staff and nearby residents were sworn to secrecy until this year's announcement. 2 weeks before the filming last year, the area was hit with heavy rains that caused the Clifton Gorge to flood, taking out all of the lights in the ravine. The staff scrambled to replace 2 months' worth of work in just 14 days.
Seeing how many people came out just to help us get the lights back up in order, whether or not it was old employees, new employees that have other jobs that just usually help at Christmas, I mean, how many customers that even called to see if there was help that they could do, because we are a local little Miami Valley tradition here for people.
The Mills Light Show continues to shine on this year, drawing hundreds of visitors every night from all over the tri-state area. For WYSO News, I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild.
The Clifton Mill Light Display runs every night through New Year's Eve.